name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. St. Paul writes in one of his epistles, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you." What does it mean to draw near to God? We use terminology like that in the church frequently. Sometimes we become detached from what it really means. Today's gospel reading provides us with some insights into the answer to that question. When this woman who had the issue of blood for 12 years, she had been, had this physical infirmity for 12 years, draws near to our Lord Jesus Christ, and she doesn't even say a word to Him. She just touches Him. And immediately in the midst of this throng of people, our Lord says, "Who touched me?" And of course, the disciples were incredulous. They were incredulous. Who touched you? There are a lot of people around you. I'm sure many different people touched you, which was probably true. But one person touched Him in a way that resulted in power going out from Him. Healing, mercy. And any time that happens, of course, He knows that it is happening because it is part of His nature to share the energies of God with us, to bring healing and mercy to us. And so the Lord knew full well who touched Him. The question was not really a question that He was putting out there because He didn't know who it was. He offered that question publicly because He wanted to put on display the faith of this woman. This woman had drawn near to Him because she saw Him through the eye of her heart as God. She saw Him as the second person of the Holy Trinity. She didn't see Him as just some man. She saw Him as true God of true God, as we say in the Creed. And she drew near because she also saw in that life and healing. And she was desperate. But she wasn't just desperate. She was believing. She would not have had the eye of faith had she not had faith. Had she not had a believing heart. God granted her to see Him as who He is. And her response to that was to draw near and touch Him. Not to receive a teaching, not even to trouble Him. She was humble. She didn't want to bother Him. But she was desperate, and she saw that He was life itself. And so she draws near, and her faith brings her to the Lord. We find another example that is presented in this same passage, where Jairus' daughter is very ill. And this is unfolding at the same time as the other situation with the woman with the issue of blood. And so Jairus is desperate as well. He too comes to the Lord saying, and this is the ruler of the synagogue, let's keep that in mind. He comes to our Lord and says, "My daughter is very ill." And in the meantime, somebody comes up and says, "Your daughter has passed away, your daughter has died. Don't trouble the teacher any longer." And our Lord says, "Do not be afraid, but believing. Believe." So belief is one thing to draw near to God. Faith and belief, but also to not be afraid. The fear of God is one thing, but the fear that paralyzes us, that prevents us from exercising our faith, that is quite another. Do not be afraid. And he goes on to say another statement that So it must have seemed incredible at the time. She's not dead. She's asleep. She's just asleep. And he goes and he touches her and he raises her from the dead. So we see in these two examples the mastery that our Lord Jesus Christ has over all vestiges of sin, including illness. So when we think of what St. Paul writes, draw near to God and He will draw near to you, we can see that that is quite a miraculous proposition. He asks us to believe in Him, to trust Him, and as we do that in our lives day to day, all of us have challenges with which we have to deal. All of us have struggles. We deal with the infirmities of the flesh, the worries of this world. Our Lord invites us. He beckons us. Come to me. Ye who are heavy laden, come to me, and I will give you rest. This is His invitation. This is His proclamation. Come to me. As we go to Him, we can't have some predetermined set of expectations as to exactly what He's going to do, how He's going to do it. Sometimes we tend to try to do that, don't we? To tell Him how to be God. I can tell you the two examples today, they did not go to Him in that way. They went in faith. They went believing. And they overcame any fears that they had. We can learn much from these two grand examples of faith today. We can bring our burdens to the Lord in a similar fashion. But I want to emphasize to you that the eye of the heart, the noose, the Greek term, the noose, the eye of the heart needs to be clear. And that noose gets clouded by sin. Our ability to draw near to God, to see God, to hear His voice, all of that diminishes when we constantly give ourselves over to the passions and to sin. So our will is involved in this proposition of drawing near to God. We have to desire to do that. We have to do it, but we have to do it in the right way, with a believing heart, in repentance, in humility, and with the full willingness to wait on God and to let Him do what He and His providential will is trying to do in our lives. Because the good news is that any event, any circumstance in our life, He can use and He does use for our salvation. May we be given eyes to see and ears to hear, so that no matter what becomes us, we can imitate these two great saints, the woman with the issue of blood and Jairus, in coming to the Lord in faith, trusting and asking for His mercy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen.